The Nile River has long been a source of water for its surrounding countries, but also its use has been and still is a source of contention. The biggest challenge for the smallholder farmer in the arid region is having enough water to sustain a livelihood. The book points out that 180 million people, half of whom live in poverty, rely on agriculture as the main source of livelihood. However, David Molden, former director of the International Water Management Institute and one of the co-authors of the book, pointed out that the first issue lies with the Nile Basin itself, which he said is quite huge. On the other hand, he said, the basin has a thin strip of water flowing down the middle.
Second is just the whole problem of access, right, getting water. So that can be, and that's so much needed in this mostly arid or semi-arid area. So a little bit of water can really help agricultural crop production, but it's getting that water. And there are technologies how to do that, like rainwater harvesting or wells to tap into groundwater that are not widely used in the Nile Basin, but could be. That would allow people easier access.
Molden says another big challenge is the transboundary nature of the Nile because it travels through many different countries.
What's needed is cooperation because if one country takes water, it does have an impact on the other countries in the Nile River Basin. And that is a very complex political issue, but one that's essential to get use of this limited Nile water resource.
The book stresses the importance of commitment and trust between the 11 countries that share the use of the Nile. This involves not only sharing in the benefits, but also sharing and covering the cost of the river's use.
There have been past agreements on the Nile. Some of the countries question whether those past agreements are fair or not. And so that's one of the major stumbling blocks. And then the other type of agreement is then how much water the different countries should get. And what we're trying to do is say, well, maybe if we could, rather than focus on the water so much, then try to figure out, look at the benefits that could be received and how to equitably share those benefits. But that political discussion requires a lot of confidence in each other. It requires that people are willing to share data.
This book, The Nile River Basin, Water, Agriculture, Governance, and Livelihoods, offers solutions regarding the Nile that have not been tried before.
Most of the solutions in the past on the Nile focus very much on irrigation. And this book says that irrigation is important, but we also have to focus on farmers who rely heavily on rainfall and do not have easy access to that River Nile. And there's not enough of that water to go around. But what we say is if we look at all the water resources from the rain and the groundwater, there are opportunities for smallholder farmers to tap into some water that can really help them get past dry spells and drought and really raise their productivity and increase their livelihood.
Molden said the book is unique because it opens doors on a range of possibilities for using water in agriculture so that all countries along the Nile River Basin can benefit and thrive. I'm Kim Lewis reporting from Washington.